With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Tonight, Christ Presbyterian Academy will face White's Creek in a football game that marks the end of the regular season and the beginning of a new era in Tennessee athletics. High school sports in the state are already split in many ways between private and public, but recent rule changes could mean a move towards even more competitive segregation. Fridays in the fall are busy for CPA headmaster Nate Morrow. A long day at school turns into a long night cheering from the sidelines. But starting next year, his game days will be a little different. CPA and the majority of private schools who had remained in the public-dominated division will be moving to the all-private division. It means there will soon be less racial and economic diversity represented on the state's playing fields. Morrow says that's one of the biggest reasons his school had stayed in the division, where athletes are not allowed to receive scholarships.
The relationships that are forged across the state through the vehicle of athletics are really a beautiful thing, and I want us to make sure we're staying focused on that.
Many behind the scenes feel schools like CPA, Lipscomb, and Goodpasture were forced to make the move by rule changes they felt were unfair. Longtime local sports reporter Maurice Patton thinks public schools are looking for an end to athletic inequity.
You're trying to create a level playing field, and I'm not sure that there is a such thing as a level playing field in sports, in life, or anywhere else.
Patton says the school most targeted by the change in policy is CPA. Over the last 6 years, CPA has beaten White's Creek in football every October by an average of 5 touchdowns. Regardless of the eventual competitive outcome, Patton and Morrow echo a common concern. Dividing public and private athletics could have unintended consequences beyond the football field. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.